Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. New director of Families First of Pella, Allison Current, joins us on today's program to preview their upcoming fall programs.
And we're here today to talk to Families First of Pella, the new director, Allison Current. And Allison, a lot of new opportunities, I'm sure, that are coming up for Families First of Pella. But before we get to those, we said you're new. Many people have heard Jody Bachhoven's voice on the air over the past couple of years, and now you have a new opportunity. How did you get involved?
Yes. Well, I was part of the activities committee, which helps with some of the events that people are probably familiar with Families First. And when Jody resigned, I thought, this sounds like the perfect opportunity for me. I had been a teacher for 6 years, and then I'd been a stay-at-home mom for quite a while, and my youngest is in preschool, so I'm looking to get back into the working world, and I felt like this would be the perfect mix for me.
And what is Families First of Pella for people who aren't familiar?
Families First is a nonprofit organization that basically our goal is to support families in Pella, and we do that by offering parenting classes and many family bonding activities.
Very good. And some of those are coming up here even this month yet in September. What are the two typical classes that come this time of year, and what is in each of those?
That's right. We offer classes in the fall and the spring, and starting late September here, we have two different classes. There's a meet and eat class, which is Tuesdays at noon at the Pella Pizza Ranch, and that runs about 11 or 12 weeks. And there's also an evening class on Thursday nights. That is held at Trinity Reformed Church. And there's free childcare for both classes and free meals for families on the Thursday night class.
And what are the topics that are typically covered?
The topics are all parenting issues. Parenting, we know, is hard work, and we use a curriculum called Love and Logic that has been proven to be very useful for families. It's actually based on a philosophy, a child-rearing philosophy that actually can be used by parents and teachers, that helps you to discipline your children with love and empathy and teach them to make their own choices and be responsible for their actions.
And prior to your involvement with Families First of Pella, you actually participated in some of these classes. So as a parent who may be on the new side of things, they've got either a new child or a second child, or they just want to brush up on some of those skills, what are the things that they are going to get out of this class?
That's right. There are many practical and useful tools. The goal of the curriculum is really to make it easy for people to use. And they say that it's never too early to start. As soon as your child starts throwing food, they're ready for a little bit of discipline. So just you can walk away each week with something new to try.
So like, let's say I'm a parent and can't make it to a class, but are there services outside of the classes available typically?
At this point, we just offer the classes, but we also have a resource library that families are welcome to come and check out the resources. There's DVDs, which would be great to take home if you can't come to the scheduled times, and books also available.
And then in terms of over throughout the year, you had alluded to some of the things that happen that are beyond the classes, that are special events that are aimed to maybe build relationships as well between whether it's the daughter-daddy dance or the mom dance. What are those programs coming up? And I know they're a ways away, but maybe of interest to some people.
That's right. We offer different activities throughout the year. The first big activity will be in December, which is the gingerbread house making event. That's always a fun time. It's at Trinity Reformed Church. You can come and decorate a gingerbread house with your family, or you can take one home. And then in the spring, I'm sure many people are familiar with the two big events, the father-daughter dance and the mother-son fun night. And those are both very popular and held at Vermeer Pavilion, and we look forward to those in the spring.
And then if anyone has any questions about signing up for the classes or any of those programs, what is the best way to get a hold of Families First of Pella and to get themselves involved?
Yes. Well, you can register online at familiesfirstofpella.org, or you can either call me at 628-8932 or email me at familiesfirst94@gmail.com.
And are there any costs for any of these programs?
The parenting classes are all free. The family bonding events, there is a fee, but we also offer scholarships to families who may need a little help.
Once again, that was Director of Families First of Pella, Allison Current. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.